Hi everyone, my name is Joshua, and here on this call I have with me D. James Pruitt. If you've been on Afilorama for a while, you probably know of him. It's hard not to notice him. He's more or less everywhere, especially if you visited the forums. He's probably one of the first who will reply you. I think he practically sleeps on the forum sometimes. But it's a pleasure to have you with us, James, today.
Hi, thanks for having me on the call.
Right. So, like I mentioned, most people on Afilorama probably know you, and I think you're personal friends even with Mark. But, you know, just for the benefit of those who don't really know you or haven't come across your stuff or your posts much before this, why don't you just give us a bit of background about, you know, how you came onto the scene in internet marketing and stuff like that, and you know, where you ended up.
Well, I started back in 2008. I was actually looking for a job. I was working as a manager in a cafe, and with the way the economy was going at the time, I knew my job was short-lived. They were laying people off left and right. I had seen, I was the last person out of my entire management team when I started. I was the last one still there. And all the rest of my management team had been laid off. So I knew my time, the company I was working for at the time had gone through some major changes and got a new CEO and stuff. So so they were making a lot of changes and laying people off and changing over their whole management. So I knew I needed a new job. So I was looking for jobs online, and I came across something on internet marketing. And I think like a lot of other internet marketers, I read a lot of stuff. I bought a few programs and that really didn't help me any. But then I was reading through some reviews one day and I found a review of Afilorama. And so I clicked on it. I was kind of skeptical at that point, but I checked it out. And just following the free training, I was able to make enough money within about 2 months to pay for a Afilo blueprint.
Wow. Okay.
And when I was started on a Blogger blog following the free training because I didn't have any money at the time. I was working for $7 an hour as a cafe manager. And so I didn't have the money to pay for web hosting or anything. So I took the money that I was able to make off of that free Blogger blog and I bought my first domain, paid for a year's web hosting, and I bought a Afilo blueprint.
Right.
Just following the free training there.
That first blog that you did on Blogger, what did you do with it? Were you promoting a product through an affiliate program or just banner ads? Or
I was doing affiliate products. I was at the time I was into the video game Final Fantasy 11.
All right. Yep.
Online, and so that first blog was on that video game because I was in the game. I was playing the game all the time. I had a lot of friends in the game. I'd been playing the game for 4 or 5 years, so I already had a bit of a reputation built up with people. So it was easy to get started because I was already involved in the niche. But then when I started Afilo Blueprint, I kind of changed what I did and went more for money niches, and I struggled with that. It took me a lot longer to get my Afilo Blueprint sites going than it did my Blogger blog, and I think a lot of it was because I was going into niches I wasn't already deeply known and established in already.
So that being the case, what made you switch from Final Fantasy to money niches? Because I mean, until this day, video games can be pretty profitable. You know, I mean, one of the popular ways to make money off video games is really like publish a game guide or something like that and sell that as a product. So what made you switch?
Well, I could have, but the main focus of my blog that I was running, the way I was running it, I was doing everything wrong, and I still happen to make money doing it. I've learned so much since then about how I did everything wrong on that blog. I was